Hello everyone, and welcome to
Make Science Great Again
with Jack and Joe.
Yeah, Jack, and today we're gonna talk about suspense,
cyanobacteria, and the first step of life 3 billion years ago.
It sounds so boring.
Yeah, but it isn't. It's actually really interesting. These little cyanobacteria, they were born through some mutations from other cells.
That's really complicated, isn't it?
No, bro, it isn't. Actually, these cells, also called Lugin Augia, are probably one of the most primitive forms of life. It's just a bit bigger than a normal cell.
But dude, why are they so important to us?
In fact, it's thanks to them that we are today alive. They were the first bacteria to use photosynthesis to produce oxygen.
Well, that's it. Bye, guys.
Yeah, sure. Dream on. Come back here, Joe.
Ah, I was so close to the exit, too.
Too bad for you. Now tell us a bit about what exactly happened 3 billion years ago.
Well, actually, 3 billion years ago, some eukaryotic cells mutated in these cyanobacterias. When that happened, there was a mass extinction of other cells and stuff. It was like, boom!
But why did all these other cells die? Why a so big genocide, I can't understand.
Well, these new cyanobacteria created that new gas called oxygen, which obliterated all other life forms at the time.
It's because of that that there are so many cyanobacteria today, almost everyone in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right, bro.
Naturally, bro.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoy, guys.
And we hope also that we will see you for a new show of
Make Science Great Again with Jack and Joe.